beautiful song. I appreciate that, Brother Dwayne. I got to thinking about his mama more. I got to meet her just for a little while when we first came. And two things I can think about, well, three things. I'll leave one of them out. But two things I can remember about Miss Burrell, first of all, was she could cook, amen. She kept her freezer full of cake, amen. She could make a cake. And she shared several of those with us when we first came. And then her stories about being that mama to all them boys, and then running that daycare and running all, helping all them young, and she had some sternness about her. And I'll be honest with you, I wish we had some more mamas like that. Amen. We live in such a passive day. We need some mamas with some spunk back in them. And I appreciate the truth of that song too. I'm glad there's some mamas that pray for their youngins. And I believe we got some mamas in here this morning that you love your children, you pray for them, you want to see them do right. But then again, I believe there's a lot of mamas this morning that just takes life as it comes, that doesn't put a lot of effort into raising their children what the Lord or the Word of God says they need to be raised. They're more concerned about teaching them the alphabet and the multiplication tables and all those things, and you need to learn those things, but they need to know the Bible. And I'm thankful for some mamas that still stick to the Word of God. I appreciate my wife and the way she tried to raise our children, and she did a lot of things that I should have been doing, but we were so busy with the ministry and different things, she had to step up to the plate. But she did well, and I appreciate her this morning. And we appreciate all of you mothers this morning. Today is Mother's Day here in our country, and we'll recognize all of our mothers at the end of the service. Take your Bibles with us this morning to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. We have been studying Sunday morning, Sunday nights for the last several weeks on this, the Word of God. And the truth, and what we live in such a day today, people just don't have much use for the Word of God, and they pick and choose what they want out of the Bible. And I'm glad I've got the complete Word of God. It's purified, it's pure, it's perfect, it's preserved, and it's authoritative. Amen. We saw all those things, and we've looked at several things along the way. But this morning, we're going to break off a little bit this morning, being Mother's Day, and just want to try to be a... Now, this message isn't just for mothers. I believe this is for all parents this morning, and grandparents. Grandparents. This ain't Grandparents' Day, but this will help you. Don't hurt your grandchildren. What do you mean, preacher? I love my grandchildren. I love my mom and daddy to death, but we'd let our children go visit my mom and daddy, and it'd take me 2 weeks to beat it out of them. You don't help your grandchildren by letting them have their way. Come on. I'm just trying to help you. I really am. Now, you can love them. You can spoil them all you want to, give them all the cake and all that stuff, but listen, make them mind you, amen? Respect's a big thing nowadays, amen? Matthew chapter 15 this morning. Oh, back to what I was going to say there too. Matthew 15 is where we're going. Tonight, Lord willing, we're going to go back to our study of the Bible, the Word of God, just different things. But tonight, I'm taking Wyndham's role. He's a professor. He's a history major, teacher, doctor, whatever he is. I'm going to try to do more teaching tonight than preaching. We're going to look tonight at the, we've looked again of all the things of the Word of God. We're going to look at how we got this great book in our hands. And we're going to start out tonight very simple, looking at some things that you're going to think, what's the use? But listen, you had to get this book. God, again, He gave us a pure Word of God and a preserved Word of God. How did you get this book in your hands? And so we want to try to look at some of the history, and it's going to take several weeks to do that. But we're going to start that this evening, so I encourage you to be back tonight. Matthew chapter 15 this morning, verse 21. Let's stand together this morning if you can and you would this morning. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. We're going to look this morning at a mother. And again, this isn't just for mamas, but here we have a mama. And one thing I like about this mama that God tells us about is I don't know her name. What do you like about that, preacher? Because I can put your name there. We can learn a lot from this mama here in Matthew chapter 15 that I'd like to try to show you this morning how to be a strong parent this morning. We need some strength back in the home, amen? And so let's look here together. Verse 21, the Bible says, not the preacher, but the Bible, read along with me. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. Verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then verse 28, what a great statement about this lady. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. We need some mamas this morning of great faith. We got a lot of women today, and I'm not here to beat you up this morning, ladies. We got a lot of mamas today that are more interested in a career in this world than they are in instilling things in their children. We need some mamas today. We need some daddies today. We need some grandparents today. We need the church, amen, to get back to being a place of great faith of what thus saith the Lord God. So let me give you some things this morning on the Word of God this morning here through the Word of God about being strong in parenthood. Let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for the good songs we've enjoyed. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit I felt in my own heart this morning. God, I pray, God, that you'd help us today. Lord, I know we've got several folks visiting with us today. Lord, just here being with mom, I appreciate them doing that. God, out of love for their mama, Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you just encourage us today through the Word of God. I pray, Lord, for the mamas that are here this morning. God, today, Lord, that you just strengthen them. Help them today to see, Lord, what their children really need today, Lord. And we're going to praise you, Lord. God, I'm sure there's people here this morning, God, that are lost. God, they've got some mindset, Lord. They've got their own opinions. God, maybe they're walking afar off. I pray today, God, Lord, the Holy Spirit of God will just nudge that heart. God, let them see how much you love them today, Lord. And we'll thank you for what you accomplished here today. For us in Christ's precious name we pray. Amen. You can be seated this morning. And as you sit down this morning, as we've read this morning, I just want to be honest about how the Lord impressed this message upon my heart. And I was going to go back and look it up, but it doesn't really matter. I know that in our news the last little bit, all this mess up in Baltimore has been a big to-do, and I'm not here to dig around in that mess. But there's one thing that did come out of the Baltimore mess that we've talked about it some in our home. We've talked about it some here around the bus route and things yesterday. And as we talked about on our bus route, I got to think about what I was preaching this morning. But how many of you saw that picture of that mama? I don't have no clue what her name is. She went out there in that mess in Baltimore, and that was a mess. I better stay off of that. But it is a mess. But mama went out there looking for a boy, and she found her boy. Everybody talks about her smacking him in the head, and I like that part myself. But the thing that I like better than her smacking him in the head was the reaction of that boy. That boy realized mama done caught him. He tried to, but mama done put the eye on him. And mama was going after him. And I told my wife, as soon as all that broke loose, I said, you give it at least a day to 2 days, and there'll be a bunch of knuckleheads in our country saying, now arrest that woman, that's child abuse. And it happened. But I like how she came back. She stood there on national TV and said something of this nature. She said, that's my son. And I did not want him out there in that mess, in that crowd, in that mindset, and maybe do something that would cause him to go to jail or even be killed. She wasn't worried about what the news thought. She wasn't worried what I thought. All she knew, she was mama. That was her child, and she didn't want that boy in that mess. So she did something about it. That's the same thing I just read here in your hearing this morning. A mama that had a baby that wanted something done for her baby. And she was willing to go out into the world and find help. This morning, we need some more mamas this morning that are willing. Well, I'm glad this morning. My mama, she loved me. I know she did. But my mama, she disciplined me. I still remember my daddy and mama, they loved to have us go out and get our own switches. Some of you youngins don't even know what a switch is, but I can describe it. They wanted one that was about yay long and limber on the end, and they really liked the ones you left a few leaves on the end. Did it hurt? Man, yeah. It lit my legs up. My brother did something stupid one time. See, I was always good. I've said it before. I was always good to be the second child. I learned a lot from what my brother did. And I learned not to do those things. My brother, well, he actually did two dumb things, but I'll mention this one. He did a really stupid thing. He decided he'd run. I don't know where he thought he was going to run to. I still remember watching my daddy chase my brother around the house. Shwap! He got the point across. That mom up there in Baltimore, she had a love for that son. I don't know anything about her. I don't know anything about that boy. All I know is I saw something in that mama. I don't even know if she's saved. Again, I don't know anything about her. But I saw something in her that I believe this morning that our country has a great need for. I believe mamas in the church have a great need to get back. Preach, you believe we ought to beat our youngins? I didn't say you ought to beat your youngins. She didn't come out there to beat a youngin. She come out there to rescue a youngin. This morning, mamas, when's the last time you closed yourself up into a closet of prayer and just cried yourself out to God because of a youngin? Daddies, when's the last? This ain't just for mamas. This applies to all of us this morning. When's the last time we just got so caught up with our children's lives? And my children are pretty much grown. A lot of you, your children have grown, but I still pray for my children. I try to pray for them daily, not just every day. I pray for them daily, throughout the day. Because I know what this world's like, and I know how it's so easy to get caught out into this world. And listen, we didn't do the best of all to raise our children. When I started the ministry, and I'm just giving my heart this morning, I tried to purpose in my heart not to let the ministry take my family away from me. But I hate to say this morning, there's a lot of especially my daughter. I look back and I can't even remember. I was going to Bible college. I was preaching here and everywhere, working, building a house. There's a lot of my daughter's life I don't even remember. Well, preacher, he was doing right. I don't know if I was or not. But I'm saying this morning, we ought to have a desire. Animals are very perfectly in that sense. God made them that way. I took my wife out, and I mentioned this a few weeks ago. Took my wife out. I was back there trying to see if I killed a coyote. And found a cow back there having a calf. And I called my wife. I said, come back here. I want you to see this. She got back there finally where I was at. And that mama cow, she watched every step. I said, you can't get close. Why? Because that mama cow had something inside of her that would do anything she could to protect that little calf. I wish we had some mamas today that had more sense than an animal would. You think just letting your children have their way is doing them good, and you're not doing them a bit of good. You're throwing them out there to the wolves. And then you wait till they turn 13, 16, 18, and they run out into the world. You're like, oh, preacher, what did we do? Well, it's too late now. You better realize this morning that every day, I'll never forget, I think I've used this illustration before. I don't remember if it was Lester Roloff or who it was. A new mama came up to him after he preached and says, preacher, I got this little baby, and when should I start training it? When should I start teaching it? And he asked how old the baby was, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but we'll say that 3 weeks, 3 months. He says, you better hurry home because you're already behind. You don't wait till they get too big. Every day as a baby, you ought to be cherishing. We got some little ones in here. We got some not so little ones in here. God's able to take even the hardest clay and mold it. But again, that mom up there saw the distress of what was going on, and she knew her son was somewhere out in that cesspool. And she set out to find her son. Mama, don't... Well, don't you mention your mom. I love that generation's of mom. There's still moms like that today. My wife's that way. I believe others might be that way. How sacrificial I could see your mama. How she gave of herself. She wasn't worried about her. She was more worried about those boys. But boy, I see so many women today, they're so consumed in me. What I want. how children just seem to be a bother to them. Do you realize that child is going to stand before a holy God one day just like you? That child one day is going to have to make a decision in his life either to accept Christ or deny Christ. One day that child is either going to spend eternity in a lake of fire or an eternity in a precious place called heaven. And you, God, has put in their life to be an instrument to help train and teach and to guide that life. This morning, mamas, you might have some children here this morning. They're here in church. Thank God they are. But they might be like that boy. They're out into the world. Why don't you take note today and say, I'm going out there. And I'm going to do everything I can to beat away this world. And I'm going to get my youngin' back where it needs to be. That's exactly what I see here with this mama, strong faith. The Lord even tells her, a woman of great faith. So let me give you some things. Take your Bibles and then I'm going to give you about 4 or 5 points and then we're going to quit. But look at Proverbs. Proverbs 29, verse 15 says this. Preacher, you believe in discipline? I sure do. You believe in whipping a youngin'? I sure do. I think it's biblical. I didn't say I believed in beating them. And trust me, I know the difference. I was raised around a foster home. My grandmother was the first foster parent in Iredell County. We had many foster children on our farm throughout my life. My grandma and grandpa actually adopted one of those. I still remember one little boy. I won't say his name this morning, but I know where who adopted him, know where he lives. He's unmarried and got youngins of his own. That little boy was brought into that home. The daddy was such a dirt bag that he took cigarettes and burnt holes all over the back of that little baby. That still goes on today. I know what abuse is. And I'm not saying abuse your children. But the Bible says in verse 15 of Proverbs 29, says the rod and reproof give wisdom. And that's that part. But that's really not what I want you to get to see. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. A child left to himself in front of that computer. Well, preacher, they wouldn't do that. You better wake up. A child left to themselves in front of that TV even. What a cesspool TV is nowadays. Those cell phones. A preacher friend of mine made this statement about his own daughter. And I thought, wow, this has been 15 years ago, said a child, when they get a cell phone, instantly becomes able to be in their own world. Preacher, your children got cell phones? 16 years old is what we tried to set in place. Good insurance when they're driving. But we tried our best to monitor everything that happened. Be part of their life. And again, as I tried to preach Wednesday night, and I want to make sure I get this across here. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13 talks about how we need to exhort our brethren to prevent them from that sin. Mamas and daddy, it's not, bless God, child, you're going to do this. It's taking time to sit down and have a relationship with your children that you let them know the dangers that you talk to them. And then there is a firmness that needs to be there. But you need to let them understand that we're all sinners. How many times I've tried to tell my children about roads that I chose and I've tried my best to tell them not to go that way. To have that relationship that you're able to talk to them and let them know, listen, there's dangers out there. But a child, the Bible says, they're left to himself, bringing his mother to shame. That mama up there in Baltimore, she said, that boy ain't going out there. I'm going to go find him. Why? Because she knew, maybe not that scripture, but she knew if he stayed out there, what was going to probably happen. Mamas this morning, daddies this morning, church this morning, Let's put an interest back in the people's lives that we understand there's dangers, there's pitfalls, there's things out there that will consume a person. So this morning, let's look real quickly here at Matthew chapter 15. Let me give you about four or five things this morning. I see here about a woman that the Lord says, a woman of great faith. Look with me again in Matthew chapter 15, verse 21. Let's read them again together and we'll go through this again. The Bible says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed in the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs." Let me say this. As we read these verses, just remember this. He hadn't gone to the cross yet. He came into his own. That's what he's talking about. Guess what? According to John, in his own received him not. Thank God he came for the nation of Israel. But thank God he grafted the Gentiles in. Amen. Amen. Verse 25, "Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, Is it not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs? And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." A woman of great faith, of strength. Let's notice some things about her. First of all, let's think about why she came this morning. We've mentioned already about how animals, when we were out west, Brother David, you remember that moose had a calf with her, and Buddy, she let us know, stay out of her way. In Alaska, I had a man in our church up in Mount Hebron. He was in the Army and stationed in Alaska, and he was the poor guy. He was the guy that had to do with all the dead people. He had to, when soldiers were killed, they come in that thing. He had to do all that stuff. He said when they first got to Alaska, one of the first things they were trained when they went on base was how to not get killed by a moose. Because in Alaska, if you walk down the road and mama moose is on one side and baby moose is on the other side, mama moose will kill you. If she thinks you're going to hurt her baby. Why did this woman come? She came not to be seen. She came not to be known. She came because there was something in the depths of her heart that she was compassionate about. What was it, preacher? She had a girl. Look. "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." Why did she come? She had a girl. How old was the girl? I have no idea. But all I know is this mama had such a desire for her child. She noticed something in her life. I don't know when it come about. I don't know how long it took for this mama to begin to see the signs of something happening in her daughter's life. Hey, mama, pay attention to your children. See what they're watching. See what they're listening to. See what they're doing on the computer. Hey, that devil might be trying to get into your child. And here we have a mama that had a baby girl. I don't know if she had other children. I don't know. But isn't it something, mama? We don't have but two, but guess what? I love them both. If we had 20, and praise God we don't, but if we had 20, I would hope that as a daddy would really love, try to love all 20 of them. I can't hardly remember two's names, but I can't imagine remembering 20 names. Saw a poor woman on TV this week. They were expecting their 13th child. She had 12 sons. I thought, I don't know what would be worse, 12 sons or 12 daughters. I don't know, but just thought, 12 sons. Can you imagine the fighting in that house? They went with two of us at our house, me and my brother, and we had some pretty good knockdowns. She had a daughter. Who was a daughter? I don't know. But I do know this, there's an unnamed mama and an unnamed daughter, and an unnamed mama loved unnamed daughter so much. She recognized there was a problem in that daughter's life. Don't wait till they get over their heads, mama. Don't wait till they're so sunk in sin, daddy. Here we have a woman that came. Why did she come? She came in desperation. Her daughter was vexed with the devil. I even thought this woman, I thought about the woman with the issue of blood and how for those 12 years she had tried to get help. And I can imagine this mama, I just knowing just a little bit about women, my wife is a mom, I believe that mother probably took that little girl aside and says, "Honey, what's wrong with you? Don't do that." I'm sure maybe mama in these days, I don't know how it went, but I'm just saying, that mama might even took that baby, that girl, that daughter to a doctor. Says, "Hey, doc, there's something wrong." Hey, that mama probably even took that little girl to a priest or religious. You go back to Cana, they were into that wickedness of lust and all that things of their gods. But she probably even thought maybe the priest or somebody that could help my daughter. But nothing was helping. See, this woman came, first of all, I believe, in desperation. But something I don't think we think about very much is this woman came with great opposition. What do you mean, preacher? She didn't Google it. She didn't jump in her Mercedes Benz. She didn't get a book at the bookstore. She came. She was a woman from Cana. She traveled a great distance to come find somebody I believe she had heard of. Again, a mama trying to do the best she could for her little girl. Mama, how much effort are you willing to put into it? I believe she came in desperation because of the problem. I believe she came with great opposition because, first of all, she was a woman. In these days, women didn't do this. Women were pretty much not to even speak in the way she was speaking. But guess what? She didn't care. All she could think about was finding help for her baby. Mama, are you willing to stay up a little later to talk to that child? Are you willing to stay up a little later and pray for that child? Are you willing to take the TV remote and cut it off, or the computers and cut it off, and pray as a family and read as a family and study as a family? Come to church as a family. This woman was willing to do whatever it took. Listen, we've been there. When we found out about Ethan, I didn't care where we had to go. We was going somewhere to find a doctor that knew what they was talking about. We met a bunch of Fruit Loops along the way. Some of you have experienced great things of that nature. You find out somebody's got a disease. Listen, you're going to do everything you can to try to help your children. And I understand that. But why go everywhere else when we should start with the Lord? I see here a woman that came. She came out of desperation. She came with great opposition. Notice again to who she came. She came to the Lord. She probably had tried many other things, maybe. I don't know. But I know here what God gives us an account of was a mama that came to the Lord with a problem. This morning, mama, daddy, whoever you are, might be a young person. You got a problem. Why don't you take it to the Lord this morning? Notice how she came to the Lord. I think this is interesting. First of all, notice that verse 22, I think it is. She cried out to him and says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord." Is he really Lord this morning? We talk about God. We can even talk about Jesus. I know that's not a popular name nowadays, but you can call him whatever you might think is right. God, Jesus, Son of God. But the key this morning, is he Lord? If you're not saved this morning, he's not Lord. Is he really Lord to your life this morning, mama? You know what the best thing you can do for your children is to have a God that's your Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. She calls him Lord. What else do I see about this woman as she came to the Lord? What did she say? Look over there, verse 25. Notice how she came. She first called him Lord. And then notice how she came. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help." Too prideful this morning to know that you need some help. Help! Can we not see the destruction of our land? Can we not see in our children today? Oh, my soul, and I know it's nothing new, but look at the future of our country that's growing up without even a thought of who God is. Hey, where are we out crying? Help! We need some help. Maybe mama this morning would be good just to surrender and say, I need some help. Help. Did you notice what she said? Now, I got to thinking, mama. I know you remember, but I'll remind you anyway. Remember going down into whatever that cavern was in Tennessee or where we was at? We was on a mission trip. Went to Rock of Ages to take a bunch of teens up there to work 1 week and did all the collation and all that. Had a good week. And one of our little field trips, we was going to the Lost Sea. I'd never been down in one of them things. Anybody ever been down in those Lost Caverns, whatever it was? And it was a bunch of our teenagers, and I'm excited. I'd never been down in one of those things. And we had all them in front of us, Michael Barnett and Athena, and what was their baby? Nathaniel. Had a little Nathaniel. And he ain't little no more. He's 14, 15 years old now. We was going down that, and we started walking down there, and it was hot on the outside. It was probably 100 degrees that day outside. We started walking down, and you that's been in those caverns, it's amazing how quickly it starts to cool. Me and my wife was in the rear, Michael and Athena, and her holding Nathaniel was in front of us. All the teens were on down below us. All of a sudden, here stands, turns Athena around to my wife and says, help me. And laid a little baby, blue as a Smurf. He had quit breathing. He had a fever. We didn't realize it, and that coolness set that thing into something, and he went into to arrest, and I mean, he was blue. But I'll never forget that eyes of mama when she turned around and said, help me. Now, I want you to get a hold of what's just said in our Bible. Notice what that mama said. She didn't say, help my daughter. Is that what your Bible says? She says, Lord, help me. This morning, maybe God's needing mama or daddy or grandma or grandpa to get in the right place in relationship with God this morning. Maybe it's you this morning. Hey, you might have a wayward child. You might have a child that you're consumed about. You might have somebody in your life that's just a burden in your heart. But maybe this morning, instead of crying out to God, help so-and-so, God, help me. What a humbling thought. It's me, O Lord. It's me that stands in need of prayer. Help me. That's what the Bible says. Notice, she came. Why did she come? She had a child that was vexed with a devil. She came with desperation. She came with a great burden there. She came with great opposition. She came in adoration, calls him Lord. Says, help, help me. Look at verse 28 or 27. Notice again her humiliation. How did she come? And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. We live in such a prideful day. Arrogancy. I try to talk to people and they had a situation this morning. Man, the arrogancy. And I told that young person, I said, look, you're going to find out. This world's bigger than you. Arrogancy. Here, the Lord Himself, talking to a woman that had such a great need, calls her a dog. But bless God, preacher, you ain't going to talk to me that way. I ain't talking to you that way. I'm telling you what the Bible says. She come humble. Maybe this morning would be a good time to let some humiliation come into our lives to break us a little bit, to get us back to the place where we realize how much we really need God. What a great woman of faith here. Notice she came. She came to the Lord. Notice how she came again. She came here with strength for a child. Notice what happened. She cries unto the Lord, Lord, verse 22, my daughter's got a devil in her. Notice verse 23, but he answered her not a word. Can you imagine? Can you really imagine? Now, as much time as we spent in the hospital, I felt like jacking up a few doctors. It made me mad. A bunch of knuckleheads. But that's another story. When my son or my daughter had a need and I was talking to that doctor, he better talk to me. This ain't some number you're dealing with, and that's what happens a lot these days. You're just a number to them. No, that's my mama. That's my daddy. That's my baby laying in that bed. You're going to stay right here. But here's a woman that comes on behalf of her daughter that was full of the devil, vexed with the devil, and she says, Lord, have mercy on me. And what did the Lord do? Maybe he didn't hear. So she cries out some more. I wonder this morning how many times, mamas and daddies, we've cried out to God and maybe we didn't think God heard and now we've stopped. What if she'd said, I guess he don't want to help me, and walked off? Maybe she could have been like most Baptists and say, I ain't coming back to that place again. That was a wasted trip. No. She knew she needed help, and the only place she could find it was the Lord, and she cried unto the Lord, but the Lord didn't stop. Listen, this morning, you might think God's not listening. You might think God doesn't care. Oh, but friend, this morning, keep pressing, keep pressing, keep pressing. Notice her strength. Notice her persistence. Notice also her attention to the Word of God. Again, verse 23, he answered her not a word. Notice the disciples came but saw him saying, send her away, for she crieth after her. What's she doing? She just didn't say, Lord, help my baby. I gotta go to sleep. Lord, help my baby. My TV's coming on. No, she cried out to the Lord. She was crying out so much that those disciples says, Lord, send her away. She's too loud. She's bothering everybody. Listen, when Athena turned and gave that little baby to my wife, she knew something needed to happen, and she couldn't do what needed to be happened. She just said, we got to get some help. What if we said, no, we got to go down here to the Lost Sea. We'll catch him on the way back out. You think that would have went well? Do you think if they said, okay, I'll just carry a little blue baby down in here and see this here water? No. Plans changed. See, a woman of great faith, of great strength, great persistence. But notice her attention to the Word of God. Verse 23, but he answered her, not a word, and disciples cried, besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. Notice verse 27. Notice her attention to the Word of God. And she said, truth, Lord. This morning your child might be out into something and you don't know why God hadn't fixed it. You might be here this morning. You might say, preacher, I've prayed and I've begged and I've asked God. The one thing that I want you to understand this morning, and I believe I see it here this morning, I can see it in a woman of great faith. She said, Lord, what you're saying is right. I don't understand it. I don't know why, but Lord, your truth. Listen, it's not about what I've prayed so many times, and that boy right there, I remember laying over across him when they was getting ready to take him into that surgery, and the doctors done warned us he probably won't come out of this thing walking. I laid myself across my son, and I said, God, I know what I want, but Lord, more than that, I know what I want, what you want. And I meant it. Because sometimes we don't want what God wants. We just want what we want. Boy, I've heard the horror stories. Of daddies and mamas that's done things to get their children to survive through this life, and it turned out to be something that was such a disgrace. And I said, God, I don't want him if you don't want me to have him. What are you saying, preacher? I tried in my heart to say what that woman said, truth, Lord. He just called her a dog and said he wasn't there to help them. She says, truth, Lord. Don't argue with truth this morning. But preacher, it's my baby, but God's ways are not our ways. I don't always understand what God's doing. That don't mean I just quit. She kept praying and kept crying and kept doing. But she was attentive to the Word of God. And she said, truth, Lord. Maybe this morning you just need to surrender to God and say, God, I'm just going to trust you. What happened, preacher? Well, look at the great reward. Verse 28, then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. What are you saying, preacher? I want to be a daddy of great faith. I want to petition God on behalf of my wife and my children and my family. I want to continue to know that it's only by the help of God that they're going to be able to get through this life. I need help, Lord. Help me. Mama, you want to be a great mama? Cry out, help me. Daddy, you want to be a great daddy? Cry out, help me, Lord. I found this story or little thought, and I close with this. It says there's a great difference between a strong woman and a woman of strength. A strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape, but a woman of strength kneels in prayer to keep her soul in shape. A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows her courage in the midst of fear. A strong woman won't let anyone get the best of her, but a woman of strength gives the best to everyone. A strong woman walks sure-footed, but a woman of strength knows God will catch her when she falls. A strong woman wears the look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace. A strong woman has faith that she is strong enough to foot the journey, but a woman of strength has the faith that in the journey she will become strong. It's a difference in being strong or finding strength. My strength is where? In the Lord. The Lord Himself calls this mama a woman of great faith. You want to be a good mama, a good daddy, good brother, good sister, a good anything? Be a one of good faith, strong faith, great faith. Help me, Lord. Let's stand together this morning.